everyone. Welcome back to episode 3 of Global Tides. Today we have a very special guest. We have RJ Wicks with us, and we're so excited to have him. And he's going to tell us a little bit about his international experience and just kind of get into that a little bit. So I would love to start off with just like, tell us a little bit about yourself, name, major, where you're from, all the good stuff.
Got you. Yeah, so hi, everybody. My name is RJ Wicks. I am from Carson, California, which is not too far from Malibu, maybe an hour south from here. I am majoring in political science and education and also getting my certificate from the Caruso School of Law in conflict management. Is that a good enough?
Awesome. Yes, thank you so much. That's great. So I would love to know, which IP programs have you participated in?
Yes. So I participated in a total of 4 now. I did the DC Plus program. That was my first introduction to IP. Absolutely loved it. I did DC for my fall semester of sophomore year, and then London for my spring semester. And then that summer, I did the Fiji Medical Mission Program. For the month of July, we're out in Fiji, and that was always, obviously amazing. Who doesn't love Fiji? I mean, picture-perfect views, awesome. And then this previous summer, I was in Japan for the, new program they're starting out there. So,
awesome. Yeah. And then you're headed to Argentina this summer.
Yes, heading on number 5 this summer to finish my last Spanish requirement.
Okay, so good. So I'm going to start you off with, which one was your favorite? I know that's such a hard question. Yes. I'm sure everyone asks you that. But
yeah, it's so hard because, literally each program is so different. DC, having the internship, and then, London was, that was my first time ever leaving the country, so that one always has a special place in my heart. Japan, they're all so great, but if I had to choose one, I wouldn't even use the term favorite. I would just say the most unique and, special to me was Fiji.
Yeah.
It's a medical mission program. We were literally in the middle of nowhere. If you showed me a map of Fiji, I can show you, the main island we're on. Where on the main island? Who knows? It was, so middle of nowhere. We had to take the flight, of course, from, the U.S. to Fiji and then to another island, take a car ride, take a boat ride. It was, almost a 24-hour journey just to get to where we were.
Wow.
So we were very immersed in the culture. It was amazing. We lived right on top of the clinic, which is where we kind of worked. All the people who were in the medical mission lived around us, and it was in the middle of a little village in Fiji. And the connections you made with the locals there is just something that you can't beat. And just having the experience with other Pepperdine students, we've done some things and had to go oh my gosh, being out there was absolutely insane. I had a rock climb for the first time. I was in the middle of the ocean. I can't even swim. So many different moments that it's whoa, I can't believe I did all of that. And I could have never imagined that trip in a million years.
Wow, that's amazing. So I'm curious, what drew you to Fiji? Since it's kind of more medical mission focused, and you said your education and poli sci. So what's kind of the draw there?
Right, no connection at all. honestly, okay, so when I first learned about the Fiji program, I'm in a program called POSSE here as well, and it's a full tuition leadership merit-based scholarship program, and they recruit 10 new students every year. So when I first came to Pepperdine, I was talking to the other POSSE scholars, and one of them, who was also an education major, went to Fiji. And I thought, when I first read the program, I was it must be for education majors or people who want to teach, because I remember she showed pictures in the classroom and working with kids, and I was oh my gosh, to do that in Fiji, who wouldn't want to do it?
Right.
So I applied, and I read medical mission and stuff, but for some reason in my brain, I was I can still do it. That doesn't matter. So I applied. I remember I had my interview with Donna Nofsinger, which was our faculty-led supervisor or person out there. Shout out to her. Amazing woman. I was talking with her, and I was just talking more about the medical stuff, and I was this is, they want me to be a doctor.
Right.
I'm not doing that. But I was still just sharing, what I learned from the student who I knew went, a couple years before me, and talking to her, I learned that although it is a medical-based mission, that's not, what we're doing the entire time. We did end up helping, rebuild a school and working with kids for a day. Literally one of our, rotations for the day was working in a village, and we'll just do, fun games with the kids. So that kind of drew me to the program at first. It wasn't necessarily let me, learn about medicine, even though that was great, and I learned so much that, the classes I take here, I wouldn't learn. And what I loved about the program, although it is, medical-based, it wasn't we were sitting down doing, bio and, stats. It was more, a very intentional program where we learned about Fijian social issues and applied, different medical issues that are happening out there and just social issues in general to what we were seeing, what we've read and, learned about.
Yeah.
So, that program, it was amazing.
That's awesome.
Yes.
And so it sounds underneath all this, there's just an interest in, the culture and the place and the people.
Yes,
and
yes.
So is that sort of what drew you to, all these different programs? Or what was the reason for, going back for more?
Yeah, honestly, after doing the DC Plus program, I was Pepperdine knows what they're doing. This is so, I had the, oh my gosh, the best time of my life. It's going abroad and, like, just being outside of L.A. Even though I love L.A., like, I'm from here. Pepperdine is obviously beautiful. But I knew just I wanted something more and, like, something different and to be able to explore different cultures and just, like, I don't know, kind of just, like, challenge myself, too. Being from the area, like, I have two older sisters who went to school on the East Coast and, like, other family members who went, like, various places after high school. And I was like, oh, like, I'm just, like, an hour away, you know? Like, so I was like, I want to, like, try something different, too. And then, yeah, once I went to London and out there, I remember me and my friends would do weekend trips, like, every weekend. I mean, we'll go to all these different countries across Europe. And having that cultural exchange and just learning about different cultures, going to museums, seeing things you learned about in high school. I remember we went to Paris and, like, we went to the Palace of Versailles. And, like, I was like, oh, my gosh, I remember learning about this in, like, high school. And, like, it was just such a cool experience to be able to, like, learn about things in the classroom and then be able to go explore and see them as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Totally. So I think that's kind of like what encouraged me. And it's like, I knew I'd be safe and in good hands with Pepperdine. They plan everything out. You can't beat it.
Yeah, I remember feeling that way too because I did Switzerland.
Yep.
And same thing of like, oh, it's so awesome to be able to actually like sit in the classroom and be hearing about all these like, you know, history lessons and everything, but then actually go see it.
Exactly.
It just like makes the whole experience totally different.
Yeah,
100%. That's awesome. Okay, so how do you see these international experiences kind of translating into your life or into your work? Do you think that after you do this last Argentina one, because you'll be graduating, after you do this last Argentina program, do you think that'll be like, okay, like I did my thing, I traveled, I did what I wanted to do, or you're like, okay, this is just the start, like I'm ready for more?
Right, definitely just the start.
Yeah.
I think, I know like long term, and so at least where my brain is right now, who knows, I've like things changed so much. Even like coming into Pepperdine, literally I didn't really know about like study abroad, like no one my family really did it in college, and then I got here and remember being bombarded by all the emails, and I was like, okay, let me just check it out, and I was like, oh, whoa, and then I did it and loved it. So all that to say, like, I really don't know what's, like, the future will hold and the aspect of going abroad again. I would love to. I think while I'm younger and, like, I don't know, don't have any, like, commitments to, like, I mean, of course, I have to commit to my family, like, work and all that stuff.
Right.
But while I'm, like, you know, just solo dolo out here, I would love to, like, keep traveling and just exploring, honestly, anywhere, things I have or places I haven't been to or seen. Like, Argentina definitely wasn't on my radar, like, growing up, and now I'm going and going to take a Spanish class out there and just so excited to make the connections out there. And, yeah, I don't necessarily have, like, a pinpoint plan of everything. I am applying to different things abroad, so we'll see what that brings. But yeah, I mean, I feel like once you go, if you go once, it's just hard to not want to go back.
Yeah, totally feel that. Yeah. Absolutely. I know. Cause I'm going back this summer again too. I'm like, I can't get enough.
We have to.
Yep. So a couple of things I want to touch on too is like the different parts of the international experience. Mm-hmm. So one of those things is language. So going to all these different programs, cause normally, I mean, like there's like the one and you take, you know, Spanish or French or whatever it is, and then you prepare and then you're there. But with all of these different programs, did you take the language of the place before you went, or were you just like, I'm just gonna go and see what happens, or how was that experience?
Went and saw what happened. Yeah, I mean, I don't want to say lucky, but like for DC and London, obviously it's English, so I didn't have to like prepare before. And then the summer programs at Pepperdine, you know, we're not required to take the class before. And just due to like my like work schedule and stuff, like I or work and class schedule, wouldn't really fit in my schedule. I would have loved to take like a little intro class, you know, just for credit, no credit, just to learn something before going, but had a result to like do a Duolingo and like just talking to other people.
Right, always.
The best one, obviously. But so I just relied on that and kind of just went into it, like, okay, let's see what happens. Fiji was not too like difficult, I would say. Everyone there spoke English, like, and even like, within their schools, like, they teach students like at a young age both English and Fijian. Everyone we worked with like knew the language or knew English, so it was really easy kind of like, ease into that. And even like they'll teach us Fijian words, and that was really cool just being able to learn. We had like a chart that we'll like add words on every day so we can try to pick up the language and communicate with like young, like babies out there because they didn't know English. Especially working in the clinics and stuff, it was just a helpful thing to have.
Yeah.
Japan too, like same thing. Like I would pick up little things and try my best to like remember and like say it and correct like enunciations and all that stuff. So definitely language building, I know that's a skill I definitely need to grow and learn on. And I love that I always had, again, like the safety of Pepperdine, where it's like, I know like at the end of the day, if I'm out somewhere, it's like, okay, let me text the director, or let me text faculty and residents, if I'm in trouble. And yeah, it's a beautiful thing to like be in those spaces and like hear the different languages and see the different cultures within that. Because like, we're not used to that here. Just, I mean, I speak English, I'm from America, you know, like I don't have that big change. So going somewhere else and being like the odd one out, and then like, you know, just being like there to immerse and like really learn from other people is just, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the first time you kind of experienced that where, because like you said, D.C. and London, not as much of like a crazy difference, but in Fiji, was that the first time that you experienced really being kind of like the odd one out or being like kind of in a different, like super different culture and like everyone around you is kind of like, oh my gosh, here's this new person.
Right, right. Honestly, I wouldn't say too much Fiji, which was funny because I remember looking at... like, photos of, like, where we were going, like, Fijian people, like, I mean, maybe this is ignorant and, whoops, but I didn't really know, like, what they would, like, look like, or, like, what Fijian people look like. I just never interacted with them out here.
Yeah, we don't really, it's not like we learn about it a lot in school.
Right,
you know?
Exactly. So I remember looking at pictures, and I was like, they kind of look like me. Like, they have, like, you know, darker skin, kinkier hair textures, which was, like, really cool, because I was like, who knew, like, this other part of the world have people who have same features as me? Mm-hmm. So going out there and stuff, like, being within the culture, it was funny, because they'll actually assume I'm Fijian, and then, like, speak to me in Fijian, and I was like, oh, no, sorry. So, like, it was more of, like, kind of, like, a funny experience with it. I would say when we were traveling in London, though, I remember going to Italy and, like, seeing the signs and, like, trying to piece things together and, like, hearing... That's when I first, like, heard a lot of different languages because, again, like, in London, it was just pretty much all English. And being that it is a multicultural city, you'll hear different languages from, like, other people who talk in that language. But majority, you know, it's just, like, kind of like how it is here. Like, people are from different places, so you'll hear different languages. But being in Italy, I remember it was just, like... everything Italian, and, like, they greet me in Italian. I'm like, oh, they expect me to know this, okay? Like, So I remember that was kind of, like, a tricky thing to balance. But, again, I think that's such an important part of going abroad. You know, is you're going to be in uncomfortable situations, and you're going to have to learn how to handle them and get through them. And I think, especially in college and being, you know, I was, like, 20, 21, going to all these really cool places, I feel like I had that youthful mindset and a really open mind to learn, and I didn't really have that many preconceived notions that I brought into it. And even if we do, or like you still do, it's, I think it's important to like take that step back and really like just kind of just be, you know. It's a really cool place to be in where you don't necessarily always have to enforce yourself in conversations. You could just sit there and learn.
I love that. Yeah, because it's so true. I think a lot of people go into these experiences like having very set expectations of like what they're going to do, what they're going to see, like how they're going to interact with people. And I think like for some of us, it's like maybe a way to like try and prepare and get ready. Right. But then it's like, it's hard when you have those going in because it really taints your experience one way or another, you know, because it's like nothing is ever going to be exactly what we think it is, you know? Far from it, really.
Right.
And so I think that's such a good piece of advice is just go into it with like, with nothing, like nothing, no, like good, bad, nothing, just like,
exactly.
Here to learn.
Exactly. So, and it makes it so much better too, I think, because like you said, you don't have all that things and like force yourself like mentally to like complete all these like goals and like tasks you have to do or you think you have to do, which is of course, you know, have your little like bucket list items and stuff. I think that's always really fun, but like you said, just going into it, I'm like, hey, I'm here, let's learn.
Totally.
Can't beat it. Yeah.
So I'd love to talk next about the culture of the different places that you went, because they're probably so varying, so wide. So yeah, if you want to just talk about like any of the things that really stuck out to you from really any of the places that you've been, but like as many or as little as you want, but
For sure. I mean, okay, I know D.C. is in the country, and, like, a lot of people don't like to consider D.C. as, like, study abroad, whatever, but it is a very different culture from, like, going to school in Malibu. The campus out there, I mean, we're right in the heart of the city, a five-minute walk from the White House, just, like, in a very hustle and bustle culture, so that was, like, kind of the culture of D.C. Everyone's on the moves, everyone's on their stuff, like, networking, like, capital. I mean, like, so much is going on. You really felt, like, professional, like, walking around there. And, like, in Malibu, I mean, it's super laid back. We had the beach, you know, like, kind of, like, cool, chill vibes. So that was, like, really the vibe of D.C. But they also had so many, like, fun and, like, exciting events going on, like, I feel like every day or every week. And I just love that about D.C. Like, it's always stuff going on. You can just walk outside and go to, like, so many different places, favorite food spots, shopping, anything. Like, it's such a fun culture and environment to be around. I remember a story in London. I was, I think we were at a restaurant or something like that, and I went up to order. And, like, out here, you know, everyone's, like, super cheerful, and, like, I don't want to say, like, fake nice or anything, but, you know, you kind of greet people with, like, the smile and, like, you know, certain, like, ways of talking and speaking in a certain way. And I remember I went up to the counter, I was ordering my food, and I was like, hi, like, how are you? You know, like, little small talk like you typically do. And, like, I remember the person, like, straight face, like, fine, what do you need? Or, like, what do you want? And I was like, okay. Like, and, like, I remember at the end of it, I tried to say something else. I was like, is she having a bad day? Like, let me just see, like, she'll crack a little smile. And nothing. Like, it was so just, like, straight face, here to do my job, here you go, leave. You know, like,
totally.
Which is, like, I was like, oh, this is different. Like, it wasn't, it not even in a bad way. I was just like, oh my gosh, like, this is, like, so weird. Like, how do I, like, engage with them? Is she mad? Like, you know, I was just, like, thinking of things. And I was like, well, nope, you're in a different culture. They probably just don't, you know, engage in that way and doesn't mean anything. It's just, you know, how it is.
Yes. It's so funny you mentioned that because on our last episode, we had some international students on. Yeah. And one of them, she was from Germany, and she was talking about the same thing where she was like, it was, but it, like, reversed. Because she was like, it was so weird, you know, coming to Malibu where, like, everyone's smiling at you all the time. And, like, they're trying to talk to you all the time. And it is so, like, in the, like, kind of European mindset to just, like, keep to yourself. You do your thing. And, like, it's no reflection of, like, how they feel that day. Or how they're, you know, interacting with you. It's just sort of the way that it's done. But totally, like, experiencing that for the first time as an American, especially, who, like, we are, like, known for that being super, normal. Like, it was crazy. I remember that, too. Yeah.
Did you have that experience, too, in, like, Switzerland?
Or? Yes, totally. I remember, yes, I remember thinking, like, oh, my gosh, like, I have to control my smile when I'm, like, walking by people. Yeah, because I'm, like, I don't want them to think, like, like, I don't want them to be weirded out by the fact that I'm, like, smiling at them for no reason, you know, and it is so funny. It's, like, totally just, like, a, like, you have to, like, make that adjustment in your brain, you know?
Yes, so different. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. Okay, I'm trying to think. Fiji, oh, my gosh, I remember. I was going to say random stories that kind of, like, a little bit highlight the culture. So, Fiji, at least the area we were in, was very communal. I mean, like, U.S., like, I think we're more described as an individualistic culture, and theirs is, like, I mean, 100% opposite, felt like. And I remember Fiji, I'm telling you, like, it feels like it was a dream. I feel like I was in a movie half the time. I was like, what am I doing with my life? How am I still surviving? Like, it was so many random moments. So one thing we used to do, like, every day, depending on, like, where your rotation was, what you were doing for the day, you'll get on, like, you'll drive to the location. They didn't have, like, I mean, they have cars, but, like, we didn't ride in a car. They had, like, a typical, like, pickup truck type of thing, and, like, they'd, like, hop in the back, and they had, like, benches back there, and you just hold on tight, like, as you're, like, going
you're
down
like,
the, like, the dirt roads, and, like, little potholes were bouncing, and, like, moving, like, just, it was a whole thing. It was, like, a little roller coaster ride every day. But so much fun. I remember we were driving by, and someone was, like, walking. Like, one of the Fijians in the area who lived in the area was just walking by, and he had a machete in his hand, and I was like, oh, like, interesting, cool, like, it was, like, during the first week, so I was like, okay, I guess this is normal. So he's walking around with this big machete, like, la la la, and he, like, he starts waving with it to the guy who's driving us, and we're like, okay, but again, the guy stops his driving, and we're like, no, like, go, like, what are you doing?
Right.
And, like, the guy comes to the side of the car, they're talking, he's like, oh, hop in, and they open the bag, and, like, this guy just walks into the truck we're all in with the machete, and we're like, oh my God, what's going on? But out there, like, I remember we talked to the guy after, and he was like, oh, yeah, that's so-and-so. I know him through blah, 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 blah. You know, it was like, or, like, no blood connection or anything like that. It's just like, oh, like, we saw he needed a ride, and we could do that to him, so we did that for him, you know?
Right.
And it was like, wow, like, if anyone pulled up on the side of me, and, like, you know, even on campus or outside, like, in the U.S., it's like, nope, stranger danger, don't talk
to
me, you know? So different. Everyone's just like, I feel like here, individualistic. You're to yourself, you do what you have to do, and you figure it out. And out there, like, any way they can help, I mean, they did it. And they show that immensely every day. Like, it was such a beautiful thing to be a part of. And they're just such happy people. Like, I love the Fijian culture. Was beautiful.
Yeah. And then having experienced that, did it kind of make you... I mean, definitely, like, you noticed the difference, but did it make you, like, rethink, like, oh, maybe I want to take some of this, like, in my own life and, like, embody that? Or were you like, okay, this is cool here, but, like, I don't know if I can do that back in my own life.
Yeah, honestly, both. Like, I would love to implement it here more, and I know, like, with people I am closer with, and, like, you know, you can kind of read people, too, to see what they're comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I always try to, like, remember that. Like, the quote that came in my head was, like, my brother's keeper. I feel like they embody that so much. Like, I mean, they... If you're a Fijian, or, like, literally anybody, they'll help you out. But especially with their own, like, anything you needed. I remember, like, when we would be in the villages and stuff, like, oh, so-and-so cooked dinner, and anyone's welcome to go. Like, if you're hungry, come get a plate. Don't even ask. Like, it's so, like, just common there. And it's like, whoa, like, if they cooked, like, if someone cooked at my house, we're not sharing with the whole community, you know?
Right.
It's like, this is for our house.
Yeah.
And I know, like, I mean, just in different ways, I feel like we can embody that here in the U.S. where it's not, like, too, you know, so different or to make people uncomfortable. But I know for sure, like, as I continue to do things, especially, like, in the classroom and stuff, like, I'm doing full-time teaching right now and just thinking of ways how I can be supportive to people who I care about and just anyone who needs it. I think that's something
that's awesome.
We all kind of took away from that because we were all just so shocked by it. It was, like, really so, like, surreal to see in, like, real life. Yeah.
That's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. And then now with Japan, how was that experience? What was their culture like?
Japan, oh, my God. I don't even know how to put it into words. Like, it was, I mean, all of them are extremely different cultures. Another story, I remember it was me and my friend. Her name is Kim. She's also gone abroad.
I work with her.
She's also gone abroad so many places. We literally did all the same programs except for Fiji. She's also going to Argentina this summer. But I remember the first night we were in Japan, we're like, oh my gosh, like we had this super long, travel journey trip out there. And we got back maybe like 6 or 7. And we're like, no, we're going to live up every moment. We're going to go out. Cause they're like, you guys should go to sleep. And, you know, accustomed to the time. We're like, nah, we'll be fine. So we randomly hop in the subway or the trains out there, and oh my gosh, speaking of language, that was like, because I mean like the letters of their alphabet is not even the same. They have different characters, so it's
right.
Completely like I couldn't piece anything together. I remember at least in Italy, I was like, okay, like I see the A there, I can this right. That one I was that's it. Yeah, yep. Completely over that. So we get in and we're like, we'll figure it out. We're just gonna go find a McDonald's and try a McDonald's because when we travel abroad, we like to try different countries' McDonald's. Yeah. Silly thing. So we go in the train, and I remember it was mute almost, so quiet. Everyone's just sitting on their phone, looking down, not talking to anyone. And we're in there oh my gosh, as we kind of excited, loud. We came in kind of laughing and stuff. We're as quickly you feel it. It's oh no, this isn't the spot for that. So we're sitting there kind of awkwardly looking around why aren't they talking? And I feel like Japan was very individualistic as well. But in a different way. I think out in here and in the US and stuff, we're just known to be louder too. And out there, at least when you're on the street and, in trains, in public places, being quiet is you must do that. It's a sign of respect, I think.
Yeah.
I remember when my family actually, my sisters and my cousin came to visit me and we're on the bus and we weren't even being that loud, but I remember a lady put in her Google translate thing pretty much saying shut up, you guys are too loud.
Oh my gosh.
And the bus, and we're oops. So that, I remember that was a cultural shift to just being quiet. But then we'll go out different places and I was like, oh no, they're not just quiet people. I think it's just certain places where they feel this is how our culture is, this is how you be respectful in this space.
Yeah.
So many different other things about Japan. Quietness is just a small little thing. I remember walking and eating was seen as disrespectful. Sit and enjoy your food, which I love, but being here in the US, it's so common. We're always on the go. And I remember being out there, I was oh my gosh, I only have 2 weeks in this city and 2 weeks in the next. I felt I just had to pick up and go and go see the next thing, you know? So many little cultural differences,
totally.
But all of them are so unique in their own way. And I'm grateful to have experienced all of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, okay. So with all of those cultural experiences and everything, did you ever find yourself getting homesick when you were in these programs, or was it you were just so excited to be there and it was for a summer program or something? Mm-hmm. So maybe you were okay, I'm here for just a few months, so I'm just going to be in it. Or were you there are things that I miss about home?
Yeah,
you know?
For sure. I mean, yeah, I think naturally you always think. I know in London, I was I miss Chick-fil-A right now. Or little food. It was always my stuff was always about food. I talked to my family daily, and I think that because I knew it was an end date coming, and time I felt abroad just went by so quick. I didn't feel homesickness in that regard, but, some things will happen or someone's birthday or they're doing something at home and it's I wish I could be there. But at the same time, I was I'm so just happy to be where I am right now. And I know I'll be with them again pretty soon.
Mm-hmm.
And even where I was, oh my gosh, Fiji was really hard in the sense that we were in a very rural area. So stores and fast food restaurants that wasn't a thing. We were fed by the same people who cooked in the in the mission, and the food was good, but after a while it's I want some french fries or I want a little junk food or something,
something familiar,
right, a little something. I remember all of us, we would talk about it the next day, of course not complaining to them or anything like that, very grateful for the food, and it was good. It was just oh man, a Popeye sandwich would hit so good right now, or this would be so good.
Totally.
We literally have 20 minute conversations about food. I remember somebody came up and said I had a dream about KFC last night. It was so funny. But I think homesickness in the way of I miss our certain foods and just little differences within our cultures. But like I said earlier, it's nothing just fully immersing yourself in them and taking things away from it.
Yeah.
Because I know I'll always be here and I have this to call home. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
And then I know a lot of people who go through the abroad experience kind of get back and have this withdrawal almost.
Mm-hmm.
We loved it so much, so we want to be there again, and now I'm back here, and things feel back to normal,
right.
And I had this great experience, but now I'm back to normal.
Yeah.
And so, do you think that you experienced that too, or because you were okay, I have another program to look forward to, not as much, or did you kind of make an effort to create sort of an environment like that here, or how did you deal with that?
Good question. I think I always kind of knew I had another one coming, so I don't think I ever felt like the withdrawal too heavy. But I do remember, because I wasn't sure if I was going to go abroad after graduation, that I was like, you know, walk the stage and be like, see you later, Pepperdine.
Yeah.
But I did kind of have that feeling like, oh my gosh, wait, is that it? Like, that was the last one? Like, I don't know. I was like, I don't want it to be, like, over with, like, at least studying abroad with Pepperdine. So I know, like, after Argentina's probably is going to hit a little bit different. Like, oh no, like, that part is over now. But I think in the sense of, like, creating community, like, once you come back to Pepperdine, like, just staying intentional with the group you go with. Some groups, I mean, having gone to four programs, like, some groups you naturally get closer with, and some, like, you know, not so much. And it's not necessarily a bad thing. It's just people have their different paths, and then once they come back, you know, you find your different communities, especially knowing, like, my class, or, yeah, our class, we came in, our freshman year was completely online, and then a lot of us went abroad straight in, and then we came to Pepperdine as juniors, kind of, like, for the first time, and, you know, we were, like, piecing together what our community would look like here. So I think that naturally made us all kind of split into different areas. But even so, just being intentional with, like, group chats and just checking in. Or I know sometimes the faculty and residents are like, hey, like, have a little reunion this day. Yeah. Like, come and visit. And, like, I know, like, in the D.C. program, our house, like, I think this was last year, but we, like, had, like, a little, like, group dinner together. Just, you know, just, like, rebuild that, rehash, and, like, just see how people are doing, plans for what's next. And I think having that and just knowing that they're still here, even if we can't meet up all the time, makes me kind of, like, that withdrawal kind of go down. You know, it's like, okay, like, I still have the people that made the trip what the trip was to me. But, of course, you know, I miss the country and the cities and all that, too.
Yeah, that's awesome, though. Yeah. That's so good. So we're getting close to kind of the end, but I have one last question for you that I know it's going to be kind of hard to answer. But if you had to give one piece of advice or one big lesson that you took away from kind of all your abroad experiences, I know it's so hard. It's like, pick one thing. But or maybe just the first thing that comes to mind, what would that be and why?
I would probably change it, but I would do the first thing that comes to mind, because I think I'll think for too long. I think just being open is, like, the biggest thing that can help you out. Being open to the new friendships, the new people you'll meet, to harder conversations. I think that was, like, something else that helped me a lot. Trying new foods. I remember I went into D.C., even though I know it's not abroad, but I went into D.C., like, that was my first, like, little experience of college and moving away from home for, like, a longer period of time. And they took us to all these, like, restaurants that, like, had all these different cuisines, and I was very picky going in, and I was like, I literally just want chicken, chips, and fries. Like, I don't want all this, like, other foods. And they kept taking me, and, like, I was like, well, I gotta try it, because, like, it was for our group dinners. And I remember I feel like my palate has grown so much because of, like, going abroad and, like, trying all these different food places. Like, just being open to the unknown, because a lot of it's going to be unknown, and you just simply won't have, like, a little, like, how-to guide for every country you go to or every city you visit. Of course, just being safe and responsible and smart, taking care of yourself, huge, like, tip. Yeah, especially if you're studying abroad with Pepperdine, I think it's really important to find that space for yourself, especially if you're living in, like, an on-campus facility where you're living and taking classes and going on trips with the same people all the time. It's important, like, you know, just take your moment for yourself. Self-care, however you need to self-care, and yeah, just remaining open-minded to everything that can come, because studying abroad and going abroad, I mean, it's an experience you literally can't fully explain to anyone, like, ever, and something that you'll cherish for the rest of your life.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
Yes.
That was great. We learned a lot. thanks, guys, for listening. Tune in for the next episode.
Woo-woo.